Can it really be too cold to snow? It's weather lore versus science next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-678-1003. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-678-1003. That's 1-800-678-1003.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. Thomas Paine's pamphlet Common Sense was published on this day in 1776. Around this time of year, you'll often hear the adage repeated, "It's too cold to snow." The scientific basis for the claim is that the amount of moisture the air can hold is relative to its temperature, and very cold air holds very little moisture. Don't bank on it, though, because precipitation can be picked up from other sources. Heavy snowfall often occurs when cold air masses slide beneath warmer, wetter ones. Moisture can also be picked up from large bodies of water. Just ask anyone around the Great Lakes about lake effect snow. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.